Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into hour number three right here on the Early Line, Sirius XM Channel 159, right here on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside along with Joe Ranieri. Hot topics flying all over the board and still an hour to go. In this hour, a lot of Major League Baseball talk. Can't wait to dip into that, as well as talking about some action on the ice in Edmonton. And will we see a game number seven? Some really good stuff to look forward to over the weekend, which includes Joe Ranieri. Think about ahead. Look, it's hot here. We're supposed to get into close to 100 degrees Saturday and or Sunday. I'm headed down to the shore. Now, for me, it's about maybe a 40-minute drive. How about for you? When you would decide that you want to hit the water, how far are you away from that?
I could basically 12 steps, Donnie. Just right across the right across the street there. That would be fantastic. But it's so cute. You guys all, you go from 65 to 95, and just like the Yankees yesterday, melting down. That's a Tuesday here in South Florida. Donnie, you know that. Come on. We've been doing this for the last 2.5 months with this weather. Come on.
No, but now, let me ask you this question, though. Like, I always get a kick out of Florida. Like, when the temperature drops like 50, like the iguanas drop out of the tree. When it's like 100, what do? Do they still drop out of the tree? What happens?
Oh, yeah. They're knocking on the door. They want food. they're like, let's go, you know, a little bit hungry. And then you pray for it to get cold again. But yes, no, it gets 50 degrees or less. I mean, we don't leave the house here. And we have to figure out whether or not the heat actually works in the house. It smells like the house is burning down. So we don't like 50 degrees here. Strictly 90 degrees. We're okay with that.
Nope. Just sit around, get a camera out, watch Holover Inlet, see if some of the boats tip over and have some fun down there in Florida. Fantastic stuff all the way through. Yeah, there's boats in Florida, from what I understand. I mean, a lot of stuff going on down there in that region.
Yep.
By the way, if we are looking at game six of the Stanley Cup, because we are going to get to the fate of the public poll in a second, but let me talk about the atmosphere. Like, I understand, like, Miami in Central Florida is a big event place. Obviously, when you put on a championship, when the Hurricanes play a team that's outside of the top 20, nobody shows up. But when Miami is good and it's a top five opponent in the building, there's no better place to be. Talk to me about the feelings here of the Stanley Cup final in South Florida. And is it a really big deal if they do win it, Joe?
It's a huge deal, Don. I mean, the organization under this ownership group has done an amazing job. I mean, go think of it. There are a lot of options here in South Florida, in Florida in general, which is why Tampa's had issues putting, you know, people in seats there with the Rays. But the one thing you'll never find a hard time finding is you'll never find an empty seat at a Tampa Bay Lightning game. Why?
Yeah.
Well, because they're actually, the quality of the product is there, and you build the fan base that way. It's the same thing here down here, Donnie. It is unbelievable how much this sport and this team has grown over the last 3 years to the point, Donnie, where there was almost 100% increase in youth hockey teams in South Florida over the last couple of seasons. So kids are now, and you know, that's the next generation, right? So kids are now going, I want to be Matt Tkachuk. I want to be guys, these kids are signing up for youth hockey leagues now in South Florida. Not something you would think, but that is how much of an impact they have had here in this region.
Yeah, no, it's great, too, for the sport, because when sometimes when you take a look at some of those southern cities or warmer cities that aren't really hockey indigenous, right, you're saying to yourself, all right, Atlanta had the Thrashers. They came and went and nobody cared about them. Arizona hockey, they tried for a long time. Yep. Now they're in Utah. So it's great to see. And also keep in mind, like, Tampa Bay always felt like it was that stronghold in hockey, and Florida was always on like the outer limits. Like, we could do without them. But it's amazing what you will do and put a good organization out there. People will support it. Hey, Marlins, that could help you out as well. But it's just the way it goes. But let's get a look at the Fade the Public poll here. Who will win game six of the Stanley Cup final was the question today through at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. And here's what I like. It's not a ton of votes out there, but they're pretty even. The Edmonton Oilers at 49%. The Florida Panthers at 51%. We're expecting a great game. I voted for the Oilers because I sort of adopted them as my team, but also I would love a game number seven in hockey to carry us over on Monday. If you were voting in this poll, which I know you did, which way did you go here? Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers, game number six.
So listen, I was at game five, Donnie, and it didn't work out all that well. That's so I am hoping I don't have to go to a game seven. That would be fantastic. I am amazed, though, Donnie, there is a very big consensus of people that this thing is going seven games. So I quite honestly, I don't even realize why Florida flew back to Edmonton. They could have just stayed home and gave them the game. But the problem is, why is this game a pick'em price if Edmonton is so much better and so likely to win the game? The market doesn't think this is going to be an easy one for Edmonton. They were $1.30, $1.35 favorite in game number three, which they lost. Now here they are in a game six in a must-win spot, and they're a pick'em price. So I think this is far from a given. We're going to get a game seven. I think Florida ends up getting it done here. Very difficult at this point to win three games in a row, much less four games in a row. Look at the series price. It's still a ridiculous price for the Florida Panthers to get it done.
And by the way, a little bit later in this hour, we're going to have the world's biggest Edmonton Oilers fan on the network, Joe Madden, to help us break down this game. So something to look forward to there. But if we look at the game itself, you're right about this. It's not as if it's like, hey, foregone conclusion, minus 450 puck price here tonight. It's not. That money line opened up at the FanDuel Sportsbook at a minus 120 price. Live right now, still a minus 120 price. And the total is listed at 5.5. Now, here's momentum is always a big deal in any sport. But it's almost like saying, all right, in the NFL, momentum. Our defense is bad, but my quarterback is always there and he's playing well. Like, all right, we got a fighting chance here. The tough part about hockey is, how do you measure a goalie that was playing extremely well to now not playing so well in Bobrovsky, and how that carries forward? So if we analyze this game tonight and just look at the goalies, the expectations for Bobrovsky tonight, back to what we thought he could be, or are you worried in that first period, Joe?
Well, you know, the Panthers, we have seen over the last couple of games, the blueprint has been the same. They get down early and they're on the heels, and then they finally wake up somewhere around the second or third period there, and, you know, they come up a little bit short. That's what happened in the last game. But they've got to clean up a few things here. I mean, listen, they won three straight games against this team. They know they can win. I can make the argument that they have been their worst enemy over these last couple of games. Sloppiness, ridiculous penalties, shorthanded goals. Those are all things that can be cleaned up. And when they are, well, we're going to see, because I'm still taking Bobrovsky over Stuart Skinner in a closeout game any day here. And we'll see. They controlled McDavid for the first three. They are certainly, I think, going to make the effort to get him under control here in game six.
First couple games in this series, Joe, we saw unders come away, and that's sort of a correlation to Florida. They had the ability to shut it down with a goalie like Bobrovsky and play quality defense. When Edmonton, you want to know, get out and run, per se. Now, these last couple games have been over. You look at that 5.5 price, and it's always enticing with Edmonton. How do you think the game flow is tonight? More wide open, or do we feel like we might actually be getting an under back in here?
Well, it's also, we have seen a couple of things hold true here, where the first period under has been very profitable in this series, right? One goal at best early, and then the craziness begins in the second period. I don't see any reason for that to change. There is still going to be an emphasis on some defense here tonight. I think it's under in the first period. I think it's over in the second period. And then whoever has the lead heading into the third, Donnie, It's clamp down city until an empty netter comes into play. So I don't see any reason not to follow that same blueprint here.
If you want goals tonight and you want to bet on them, the FanDuel Sportsbook certainly will accommodate you in that direction. Connor McDavid, a plus 135 price. Zach Hyman, plus 130. Sam Reinhart, plus 160. Draisaitl, plus 165. Verhaeghe, plus 190. And Matthew Tkachuk at a plus 220 price. A lot of interesting stuff here. Do we see a game number 7? Do we get an extra game next Monday? We'll find out tonight. And as I said, we're going to handicap this game much, much more later in this hour. But it's time to talk some Major League Baseball action next. Keep the dial right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ah, things are heating up in the Bronx, and maybe not in a good way after yesterday getting pasted by the Baltimore Orioles, where they gave up a lot of runs and a lot of hits. We'll see if that changes today. So let's talk some of that Major League Baseball action. 971, 972 on the rotation today. 7:05 start in the Bronx. Muggy conditions once again. It's going to be the left-hander on the mound, Chris Sale, taking on the left-hander, Carlos Rodon. If we look at some of these numbers overnight, Joe, we actually had a favorite of a minus 124 price for the Atlanta Braves. As I take a look currently here, we have more of a pick'em split, minus 112, minus 104 in that arena. But the one thing that we do know, the Atlanta Braves are an interesting team. It seems like in the beginning of the year and in years past, hey, we can out-hit you, but certainly we can pitch pretty good. Now it seems like more likely it's, we'll get a couple hits here, but boy, oh boy, we're really going to pitch well. Because if I take a look at the past 60 days in Major League Baseball with the starters on the card tonight with a minimum of 20 innings pitched, Chris Sale is number two with xFIP numbers at a 2.27. So if we're looking at this game tonight, is this a bounce back for the Yankees, or could they struggle because Sale's been really good?
Sale has been good, but he's had a stinker mixed in there, and so has Rodon, right? His last outing was not great by any stretch here, but he is 4-0 with a 2.30 ERA at Yankee Stadium. And when it comes to lineups, Donnie, who do we trust here? Are we trusting the Braves lineup to get to Rodon before the Yankees lineup can get to Sale, who they know pretty well from his time with the Red Sox? To me, it's the Yankees coming off a absolute embarrassing effort yesterday. I like him in this one to start this series off with a win.
Yeah, they need a bounce-back performance at that yesterday. Sometimes just shake it off. In a Major League Baseball, you play 162 games. You're not going to win every game. Yeah. You're not going to crush teams. You're not going to pitch great. And sometimes you have some slip-ups. It's up to that next day to get a good start out of your starter, which we'll see if Rodon can do that. Boston and Cincinnati, 7-10 start tonight here. The total in this game listed at nines across the board. And also at the FanDuel Sportsbook, a little bit of movement here. A minus 112 price in favor of Boston overnight. That has shifted to a minus 108 price across the board now for both sides. So with the facto pick 'em, Crawford coming in against Abbott. It's an interesting situation because I have really liked Boston this season so far because it's a team that we didn't expect a lot out of coming out of spring training because why? They didn't spend a lot of money in the offseason and there were better opportunities in the AL East than picking, let's just say, the Red Sox. Mm. But they got a couple quality left-handed batters in that lineup and young left-handed batters that have been doing damage on the bases, which means stealing, and also at the plate. Here's the issue. Abbott's a left-handed pitcher. He might be able to neutralize that a little bit. Cutter Crawford had a great start to the season, getting tripped up a little bit lately. What are your thoughts here between Boston and Cincinnati tonight, live in Cincinnati?
Yeah, and I mean, but he's been really good, Cutter Crawford, on the road so far this year. And Andrew Abbott, for the most part, much better at home than on the road. I don't think we're not going to have to deal with any sort of weather issues in this game. Both bullpens are rested and ready to go here. And certainly, believe it or not, the Reds have been an under machine lately, Donnie. The bats just have not, usually the Great American Ballpark, we think of nothing but runs, and more runs. It has not been that way. The Reds have been really profitable to the under. And I certainly think that that might be in play here tonight. You don't want to step in front of the Red Sox. They have been crushing the ball and winning games impressively. But I think we might get, I think 9.5 here is a little bit much. I am looking at the under in this one.
By the way, Joe's right on that. Cutter Crawford this year, 34 and a third innings pitched on the road. How about this ERA, 2.62? If you like the analytical side that I do, it's a little bit higher at 4.34. So you might be saying he's getting a little bit luckier than good, but it's not as if we're saying, hey, Joe, it's based on 16 batters here. No, there's a pretty good 34 and a third innings that you can backtrack. We'll see what Cutter Crawford has tonight. The team that waxed the Yankees yesterday is now going back on the road. They are going to take on the Houston Astros. So that's the Baltimore Orioles and the Houston Astros. 8-10 start Eastern. That's Rodriguez on the mound versus Bloss. A heavy favorite here for Baltimore. No surprise. Overnight, as high as 168 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. That's now down to 164 and a total of 8.5 across the board. Great baseball team here in the Orioles. Not so great here. And also, it's not as if you have a stopper on the mound tonight for the Houston Astros with my guy Bloss going tonight here, Joe.
Yeah, you don't, but you also, you want to talk about a home-road dichotomy here. Grayson Rodriguez has some dramatic road splits here. Much better, giving up almost two runs more away from Camden Yards here. I looked at it as, believe it or not, the thing that stuck out to me here, Donnie, was his strikeout prop. 6.5 going up against a Houston team that is top five in non-striking out. They do not strike out. He is not going to be mowing down the Houston Astros. They will put the ball in play here. I still think the under in the strikeouts here is the way to go. He's not been good on the road. Maybe an over might not be a bad look either.
Not a lot of numbers here in this next game. Toronto and Cleveland. Rodriguez set to be on the mound here for Toronto is just what I'm having listed here. A total across the board, 9.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Some of their outlets reporting a 9, so we're expecting runs. But Carrasco on the mound, who's not been great by any stretch for the Guardians, he's a slight favorite here now at a 122 price. I really like this Cleveland team here. And with the pitching prospects on the mound, look, at least you know Carrasco's a major league pitcher. I don't know what I'm getting out of Rodriguez tonight. So any thoughts on Toronto and Cleveland tonight, or is it just, you know what, Cleveland's in first place playing good baseball, they're at home, cheap price, I'll roll that way.
I got a lockdown bullpen, one of the best bullpens in the league, a team that plays really good defense at home, and the lineup I trust a lot more than anything Toronto has rolled out here. Yeah, it would only be, again, at a very cheap price, considering here, Donnie, I think the Guardians are the way to look. I don't care who's throwing the ball out there.
By the way, also, you take a look at Carrasco, and I love, you know, Joe's the same way as me. You always love the split set here because there is things that, like, hey, look, they just don't pitch well at home, or they just don't pitch well in the road, because some of these guys pitch in Colorado, some of these guys pitch in San Francisco. Yeah. So those splits make a difference. Like, hey, why is he such a good pitcher in San Francisco, but not a great pitcher when he goes to, like, Wrigley Field? Oh, exactly. It's the environment that you're pitching in. If you look at Carlos Carrasco, 19 2/3 innings pitched at home, it's a 5.49 ERA. His xFIP is a 4.69. So you might say to yourself, like, okay, I know Cleveland's probably going to hit. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Toronto, but Carrasco certainly can be had. But then again, you don't have a price point here, Joe, where take a look at 7.5 or 8.5. That's 9.5, which means you need double-digit runs scored to cash that total. We'll see if it happens here. More Major League Baseball on the way right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
More Major League Baseball, people. And yes, we are live in charge, having fun on a Friday, a hockey Friday right here on the Sports Grid Network. But a lot of good Major League Baseball to get to, which includes some afternoon action, which, of course, it's at Wrigley Field. It's what they do to start their weekends. The New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Quintana versus Imanaga, both left-handed pitchers on the mound. If we look at this number, how about this? No movement overnight. Opened up at a 152 price, still sits at a 152 price in favor of the Chicago Cubs in 8.5 here. The one thing we know about Imanaga, he was spectacular for 95% of the season. A couple bumps in the road here. The Grimace Mets looking to get back on board with some W's. Any ideas what might go down today in the friendly confines?
I don't know how you can't. That Imanaga here at home at Wrigley in a day game, which he has excelled at here. The Cubs also know Jose Quintana from his time being there. He does not excel in this spot on the road at all. So I think the number is a little light, but I'll tell you what, I would much rather look to the first five, Donnie, split this game in half. Mm-hmm. I do believe the Cubs bats, and they finally, I think they put a couple of wins together finally. Mm-hmm. I do think with Imanaga on the mound, he will limit the hot bats of the Mets. I'm going to look at the Cubs in the first five in this one.
And you might be right on this one, too, because just from pitching pedigree, we expect the Cubs have the better guy on the mound. If you look at those road splits for Quintana, how about 33 and two-thirds innings, Joe, with an ERA of 6.68? And again, it's not as if you're going on the road and pitching in Florida today. You're going on the road and pitching in Wrigley Field. That might be of some consequence there. So we'll see how that one turns out. So Cubs and the Mets, favorite here to Chicago. We'll see how that one plays out. How about this? A return of the championship series in the National League last year, which didn't turn out quite well for my Philadelphia Phillies. That's Arizona. That's Philadelphia. It's Montgomery, the left-hander on the mound, taking on Taijuan Walker. He's actually had a couple good starts lately, which wasn't the case when he got back into the rotation. The Phillies are a favorite. However, that line has dipped a little bit. Overnight, minus 146 price. That's now down to minus 142. But this is Philadelphia we're talking about. 9.5 as a total. Both of these pitchers susceptible. It's hot, it's muggy, and it's a hitter's ballpark. Arizona, Philadelphia tonight, Joe. What are we thinking?
I think Arizona has found, Corbin Carroll has finally started hitting, Donnie, and that has really changed the dynamic of this team over the late. But neither of these starting pitchers have been great at all. Montgomery still thinks he's in spring training here, not great. Walker, I think, is hurt, but he's trying to muscle through it. And let's face it here, we're talking about a left-handed pitcher in which the Phillies absolutely crushed second in the National League in OPS versus left-handed starters. They're 7-0 after a day off. They're 18-6 after a loss. All signs are pointing to Philadelphia in this one, and it's kind of hard to argue.
And by the way, Jordan Montgomery on the road here, Joe, 24 innings pitch. How about this ERA, 5.25? Now, his xFIP number is a little bit below that, but again, you're pitching in Philadelphia against a pretty good lineup. We'll see how it stacks up. For me, I think we're getting more runs than not in this game. I think Taijuan Walker's an average pitcher, and you're right. Some of those guys finally starting to step up. Jock Peterson probably back in the lineup tonight. We should get some power and some good hitting environment here in Philadelphia. Next game, we'll take a look at Milwaukee and San Diego, who yesterday on my card, I thought the two worst pitchers on the card, and it provided wins for me, RBI props, and also a total in that game. If we take a look at Ray versus Cease, it's a favorite here at a minus 154 price at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now for San Diego, a total that's only listed at 7.5. Ray sometimes does get bumped for an opener here over that first inning, so we'll see if that is the case. But a low total out in San Diego, who do we trust after a lot of runs last night out there?
It was, four runs, back-to-back home runs, including Machado in the first inning, kind of set the tone last night. But Cronenworth had to walk it off with a home run in the bottom of the ninth because they blew that lead, Donnie. So the Brew Crew also 10-4 when Colin Ray starts. So they score runs for him here. And Cease has been anything but reliable lately here, Donnie. I like the lineup of the Brewers more. I think the Brewers also fifth in Major League Baseball in road wins. They're a resilient group. I think they bounce back here.
I had a nice round robin day yesterday, Joe, with some RBI props, which ended in that last game. I had Yelich to get one, which he got one early. But because I always say this, we always remember the really bad beats. Like, how could that happen to me? A double down the line where the runner didn't score. But last night, I had one with Profar in the seventh inning. He had a straight line drive to left field to Yelich. It got caught up in the lights, so he didn't get a glove on it. Goes to the fence. Tatis comes around to score. That's one for the good guys that shouldn't have happened here. So remember the good times. Will we remember them in Edmonton tonight with a game number 7 on Monday? Find out next. Let's talk about it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, it's time to talk some hockey. I've been hyping this up all show long. Look, usually it's Football Fridays at the Sports Grid Network. Today, it is a Hockey Friday on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside, Joe Ranieri, we welcome in Joe Madden because we got some big doings on the ice tonight. And if I heard correctly, Joe, you'll be in the building tonight? Is that true?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the building. Super excited. Right after we get off air here, I'm going to hit the road, 3-hour drive up to Edmonton. So it's a nice, fast one, and I can hardly wait to see the puck drop tonight.
Joe Maddon's in the building. The Stanley Cup will be in the building. The question, will it be awarded in the building tonight? Let's take a look at how we got here, because this series looked like, Joe, it was going to be a quick one here and maybe a sweep by the Florida Panthers. But here come the Edmonton Oilers, led by their superstars across the board here. Goals are finally coming in. McDavid playing like he is Wayne Gretzky. So if we look at the series itself, are we surprised that we're actually playing, Joe, in a game number 6 tonight?
I am shocked. I really did think this would finish up in 5 with the Florida Panthers closing it out in their building. Now coming back here for a game, 6. I'm blown away at what the Edmonton Oilers have been able to do. We look back in history, and this is a feat that only 3 other teams before them have been able to do, pushing it to a game 6 after being down 3-0. So I tip my hat to the Edmonton Oilers for able to push it to game 6. And I think because they've been able to go this deep, go this far, because Connor McDavid is playing electric right now, we could see a game 7, you guys.
My goodness. It seems the markets have this game as a coin flip. So does an over help Edmonton? Does the under help Florida? Like, how do you approach this game here tonight?
I think when you're looking at the elimination game here, Joe, I don't like taking this one to the under because so many things can happen. We saw the Florida Panthers pull Bobrovsky early in that last game, trying to get some momentum going, trying to get that goal. And I do think in this situation, again, we're going to see these coaches make calls that we wouldn't normally see during the regular season. Pulling a goalie with a couple minutes left in the second period when you're trying to score on the net and you're down a couple goals won't be uncommon in this game, I don't think. So I do think you look at the over in this one. I think there is an advantage for the Edmonton Oilers for it to go over that total. But again, if Edmonton's down, they're going to pull Stuart Skinner. Stuart Skinner has always been the weakest link here for me, for the Edmonton Oilers as well. So I do think the Florida Panthers, they have to find a way to hit him. He's been playing phenomenally well. And Edmonton's found a way to go high on Bobrovsky, something they couldn't do in those first 3 games. They were only able to hit him through that 5-hole. But now that they're able to go high, they're not hitting that crossbar. It's going to be a game, I do believe, where these 2 teams trade back goals, maybe after that first period, though.
Joe, superstars playing their best hockey in the biggest moments. Always fun to watch. Connor McDavid certainly is having a great finals and also a truly historic playoff run. He's got 11 total points, 3 goals, and 8 assists. He's been the catalyst over the past couple games with those victories for the Edmonton Oilers. So before we even look at like what he's going to do tonight, the expectations for Connor McDavid heading into game number 6, what do we think is going to happen tonight with Connor?
I think Connor McDavid's going to do what he's done in these last couple of games. He's going to come out and he's going to produce those points for us out there on the ice. I can see that anytime goal. I can see those assists coming. Mm-hmm. Now, pre-series coming into this, I did take Connor McDavid for 15-plus points in this series. Like you said, he had 11. That's coming in at plus 870. Pre-series, there's no value in it anymore because he's so close to hitting it. But I also looked at him to reach Wayne Gretzky's record. Now, this was an absolute long shot, but at this point, it really isn't. He has 8 goals and 34 assists in the postseason. He only needs 5 more points here to tie Wayne Gretzky's 47-point record in the postseason. That right now, you can still jump on it. It was plus 1,400 preseason. It is, or pre-series, it is plus 400 right now. Still so much value. If you think Edmonton's going to win tonight and Connor McDavid's going to be impactful, he's so close to this number. Then we push it to game 7, and we're only going to need 2 more, maybe 2 more points out of him. I expect him to get at least 3 points in tonight's game, win or lose here for the Edmonton Oilers. So I think there's value. If you think he can get 48 points, that's still up plus 700. He breaks Wayne Gretzky's record. So much better at looking at this than looking at him for the Conn Smythe, because you guys know how those numbers have just blown out where they originally were.
So what do we think, Joe? We made a whole lot of money in the last series with the Rangers and the Panthers on betting the 60-minute tie. We haven't had one yet in this series. This feels like we might get a little extra hockey tonight at plus money. Is it worth a shot?
It is absolutely worth a shot. I can't believe we haven't seen those games go to overtime. Mm-hmm. Last game had every opportunity of going to overtime. It looked like we were going to get the Florida Panthers tying things up until that incredible play down the ice. So, you know, of course, we saw Connor McDavid get that breakaway and end up scoring off of a save by Tkachuk. But you look here at plus 330 for the overtime bet. I think it's a great way to take this game. This is going to be an absolute battle out there on the ice. Both of these teams wanting to close things out tonight. Edmonton looking to extend and Florida looking to hoist that cup. So it's going to be an electric atmosphere. I could see overtime in this one. I'm hoping so. Can we get double overtime? I took one of these games in the series to go to overtime, double overtime. It'd be a beautiful thing to see tonight.
It's Friday night. DRS can stay up a little bit later since it's a Friday night, not a school night in this. So double, triple, quadruple overtime, bring it on. But let's take a look at those Conn Smythe Trophy odds. The reason why it's so interesting is typically the heavy favorite right now would be a player on a team that's expected to win the Stanley Cup. The Florida Panthers still the favorite to do that. But Connor McDavid, he's the heavy favorite at a minus 330 price. And something that we don't see a lot, a skater on the opposing team that lost wins that trophy. Barkov is there. Bobrovsky's there. Tkachuk is there. Is it still Connor McDavid? Win or lose, it's his trophy.
You know what? We've only seen it happen once, Donnie, in history, where the player on the losing team was able to win the Conn Smythe. But I do think the writing's all over the wall here with Connor McDavid, especially with how strong he's playing. You look at him looking to break Wayne Gretzky's record. You said it about Wayne Gretzky. He is the GOAT of hockey. And if Connor McDavid gets even a couple points closer to that record, I do think It is Connor McDavid here for the Conn Smythe. I can't see anyone else winning it at this point, but at this point, there's no value on Connor McDavid, and that's why if you think he can take the Conn Smythe, I would be looking at him to also tie Wayne Gretzky's records there. But if you think Florida's going to come out, they're going to be able to get the win, you would need a huge night out of Barkov tonight to be able to do so. You'd need about a four-point game out of him for him to have any opportunity to take the Conn Smythe in this one. He would absolutely have to outplay Connor McDavid out there on the ice. Now, he's the second favorite for the Conn Smythe right now at plus 650. And, you know, you could see a storyline like that play out. Do I think it is? Probably not. So if you haven't jumped in earlier, even after game, four, Connor McDavid was plus 700 to take the Conn Smythe. And we were bouncing around conversations on could he win and them still lose. And now we're seeing that minus 440, minus 330. On some books, it's crazy what we've seen the odds move to.
Well, you mentioned him earlier. I would imagine you have to play Tkachuk anytime goal plus money. I would imagine McDavid anytime goal, which is still what? Plus 135? Some good numbers up there, Joe.
Oh, absolutely. Connor McDavid and Matthew Tkachuk. These two are going to battle it out tonight. I'd also look at Sam Reinhart. Sam Reinhart's been a little quieter in these last couple games than I expected, and we know how phenomenally strong he is on that power play. Now, I don't think we're going to see a lot of penalties out there tonight, but Sam Reinhart has been a difference maker on or off that power play. So I do think looking at him, but another long shot, I love the value on Sam Bennett coming out here for the Florida Panthers. You know how strong he has been playing out there on the ice at plus 270. That's where my long shot bet would be Sam Bennett. The other side, Corey Perry again, maybe just for the point though.
Our NHL expert here at the Sports Grid Network, Joe Madden, in the building tonight. The question is going to be, is Joe Ranieri going to be in the building for game number 7 on Monday? We'll find out tonight, Joe. Thanks for all the expertise. Let's see if we can cash in some of these tickets. More Major League Baseball around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hockey excitement here. Oh, yes. Tonight is game number 6. The Edmonton Oilers looking to push a game number 7 against the Panthers and go from Edmonton and get those frequent flyer miles going once again down to South Florida. We'll find out if that happens. But a huge Major League Baseball slate tonight. Let's get cracking once again. 10-10, the Battle of Los Angeles. That's the Angels and the Dodgers. Sandoval, the lefty, will be on the mound here for the Angels. The Dodgers with Mr. Knack. And by the way, Line opened up overnight at a minus 198 price that you'll see right there. Current pricing right now, minus 210 as a favorite for the Dodgers. A heavy favorite tonight out of Chavez Ravine and a total that's listed at 8.5. Two pitchers I'm not technically in love with at this point. So any eyeballs on this game for you, Joe?
Well, I mean, Ohtani did a home run. I think that has to be on the docket. Yeah. Does it not, Ohtani? I think that's got to be
much.
It. And also, there's a very interesting trend happening here with the Angels. Take advantage of it. The Angels either win games and at nice prices, or they get absolutely blown out. There has only been two Angel games which they've lost by exactly one run over the last, I don't know, 8-9 weeks. So do yourself a favor. If you think the Angels can keep it competitive, you might as well play them on the run line. If you like the Dodgers, lay the 1.5. The Angels keep nothing close when they lose games.
Yeah, we'll see if they can compete in that one. As I said, again, the Battle of Los Angeles, which maybe in a year's past, like, hey, you know, Tani's on one side, Trout's healthy, but obviously they're just a shell of their former selves there, the Angels. We'll see what they can provide tonight. Another game tonight, 8:05 p.m. down in Texas. That's going to be Singer and Eovaldi on the mound. That is Kansas City and Texas. The line in this game, a minus 144 price currently, in a total that actually opened up at 8.5, Joe, overnight, and has dropped to 7.5. And reason so, past 60 days of Major League Baseball, these two pitchers, Nathan Eovaldi's got a 3 ERA. How about this? It's an xFIP number of 2.94. Brady Singer, a 4.19 ERA, which is a little bit elevated, but his xFIP number, a 3.64. So maybe a reason here. The one thing I do look at is saying, I don't care who the pitcher is, Joe, on the opposite side. Do you just take Bobby Witt Jr. to get a base hit, to go over his 1.5 prop on bases, to get an RBI, to hit a home run? He has been absolutely sensational tonight, but he's going up against a decent pitcher. What are you looking for tonight? Total? Side, what do you got?
No, and Eovaldi got lit up too in his last time out. He was hit pretty hard. You go from the Oakland Coliseum, which is not a hitter's ballpark, to what are we going? Globe Life Field here in Arlington, which is an absolute hitter's ballpark. So that's good news if you're looking to back the Royals. The bad news is Brady Singer, this is another one of these pitchers, Donnie, with ridiculous home road splits. Very good at Kauffman Stadium, terrible on the road here. But will it matter? Because Texas can't hit anyway. That's the problem here with this game. A great hitter's ballpark with two guys that have been hittable. I don't know. To me, this is a, until I see it, I won't believe it. It's an under for me. I don't trust the lineups.
All right, let's take a look at the next game up here. Down in your neck of the woods, Seattle coming to town, the Mariners, to take on the Marlins at 7:10 Eastern tonight. It's going to be Rodgers on the mound, the lefty for the Marlins, going up against Kirby, the right-handed pitcher for the Mariners. Overnight line broke out around 156 here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and now we're seeing the current prices higher than even the graphic at 164, currently sitting at 166, 7.5 across the board. If we're looking, forget about home road splits, because typically Rodgers is going to be better at home than he is on the road, because it's one of the better pitchers' ballparks. But if you look over the past 60 days, I got 24 pitchers rated on the card today with a minimum of 20 innings pitched over those 60 days. He's 23rd overall, Rodgers, a 5.59 ERA and an xFIP of 4.87. Seattle in first place. The Marlins looking for respectability. That's a heavy price for a road team. Are you looking Mariners today, or maybe an upset-minded Marlins squad?
Well, you got, we all celebrated Fade Patrick Corbin Day or a couple of days ago, and then he ended up winning a game, which was hilarious, against Arizona. Here are the numbers to back up what you were just talking about. The Miami Marlins are now 1-13 in Rodgers' last 14 starts. They have lost all 8 of his home starts by at least 2 runs, and they have lost every one of those home starts by an average of 4 or more runs. This is Fade Trevor Rodgers Day here. Give me Seattle.
All right, there, looking to fade the boys. By the way, Marlins, maybe sooner than later, we'll get some fans in the building there. We'll have some fun. By the way, did you ever think at one point that hockey would be way more popular than baseball in the state of Florida? It's just wild the way it actually broke out. Like, Florida should be the epitome of we love our baseball and we'll support it. It just doesn't happen at this point, even though you do have a winner technically in the Rays. Let's take a look at another game, 9:40 tonight. Minnesota and Oakland, Paddock versus Estes. Heavy favorite on the road for Minnesota at a minus 166 price and a total total. That's up from 7.5 to 8. If we look at Estes on the mound, his last 60 days, a 5.97 ERA, a little bit lower xFIP number at a 4.75. But certainly, Minnesota should be able to break out the bats, or at least that's what we think.
Well, I mean, they swept them last weekend, I believe, right, at home there, Minnesota, at Target Field. They scored 26 runs across those games, 6 runs or more in those games. Now, obviously, they were at home there, but I don't know, with Paddock on the mound, Oakland's going to have trouble scoring some runs here. It would only be the Twins for me, but don't be shocked if they're not averaging 6 runs a game in that ballpark. Maybe just 4 in this series. So I would look towards the under as well.
Pittsburgh, the heat is on even at PNC. We're looking at over 90 degrees, Joe, at first pitch with the wind blowing out. That's a true pitcher's ballpark that maybe doesn't fall as a pitcher's ballpark tonight. If we take a look at Tampa Bay, they're going to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, a minus 126 price currently at the FanDuel Sportsbook as a favorite here for Tampa Bay. The total that's listed at 8.5 across the board. Pepio versus Ortiz tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did a pretty good job there, the Rays, did they not, against the Minnesota? Yes. Every game was like extra innings. They're finally starting to hit the ball. I would take a shot with Tampa to keep it rolling in this one.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in that again. Pittsburgh, look, they're not going to win anything. All they're hoping for is, you know what, our couple of young pitchers here, let's see them succeed for the rest of the year. Maybe we can rebuild for our once every 10-year run at the playoffs. The one thing we do know is Tampa Bay having a very un-Tampa Bay-like year. Even though the names aren't superstars on a year-to-year basis, we always expect a much better performance. Yeah. I don't want to say it's early in the summer here because we're already midway through the month of June, but hopefully sooner than later, Tampa Bay gets some things rolling. More Major League Baseball than next segment, also some best bets to send you off into the afternoon right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, the worst team in baseball, yes, even they have to play on a day-to-day basis. That is the Chicago White Sox. Today, Joe and Erie, they're going to take on the Detroit Tigers here. Fetty versus Flaherty. And by the way, Flaherty is the home team here with the Detroit Tigers. A minus 180 price as the favorite in a total listed at 7.5. But I say this. So the Chicago White Sox don't play great baseball here, but Fetty was one of those pitchers that I would say in Washington, every time he pitched, I'm like, we got to fade this guy. Like, this guy is easy money. Now that he's with the White Sox, take a look at this. 67 innings pitched over the past 60 days. He's 4-1 with an ERA of 3.09, and even the analytical numbers measure up at a 3.29. Is there a discount on the worst team in baseball today? Or Joe's like, hey, look, man, they're bad for a reason. Don't you dare take them.
Yeah, I listen, Fetty and Crochet are two guys that we have cast a lot of tickets, Donnie, this season, just betting them in the first 5. Do not expect the bullpens. You can't back the White Sox. I don't care who's pitching with that bullpen for a full game. But these guys have kept their teams in it in the first 5. Fetty has been really good with that. I love Flaherty. I mean, what a difference. He goes from the Cardinals to Detroit, and he has been an absolute machine. I like his strikeout prop over 6.5 in this one here. He did just get, I believe, 6 against the Astros, who never strike out. Now he's got to go up against the White Sox here at home. I like him in this spot here. I think you ladder this up, give me 7, give me 8, give me 9. He could have a huge day striking out guys here in this game.
Look at that. Let's go to Washington and Colorado out in the thin air. We're going to have mid-80s temperatures and a wind blowing out in Colorado, and that's why we see an 11 total number in this game. Favorite here for Washington on the road at a minus 126 price. It's going to be Hers versus Hudson. And by the way, home splits, which is what you want to pay attention to since this guy does pitch in Colorado. Take a look at this, Joe. 32 2/3 innings pitched, a 7.16 ERA, and an xFIP of 5.30. Do we get runs today out in the Rockies?
The Rockies are going to be the only team that actually can't score runs in their own ballpark, but every other team can. I mean, listen, Washington has won, 9 of their last 12 games here. They lost the last one against Arizona. But this is a team that absolutely will be capable of putting some runs on the board I just don't know if CJ is back in the lineup for them, but I do think that the only way you could look at this time of year is at an over here, even with the lackluster Colorado lineup there.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. Like, free agents who are hitters should want to love to come to Colorado, but on a year-to-year basis, just a bad baseball team. And by the way, one of the teams that gets more home attendance than a lot of ball clubs out, despite being a terrible baseball team. Imagine if they could put it back together again. We'll find that out. But now, as we just end the show here, Joe, you know what we like to do? Leave the people with something they can chew on and make some money with. So, as the guest here today on a Friday, Joe, do we have an idea of where we're going today for your best bet? Go ahead.
Absolutely. We're going to keep it with the theme on a Friday, right?
Okay.
And the theme is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let me reiterate those numbers for those that might have missed it one more time. With Trevor Rogers on the mound for the Marlins this year, they are now 1-13 in his last 14 starts, losing all eight of his starts at home by at least two runs. They've lost those games, too, by the way, at home for him on an average of four runs or more. Now, Kirby is not great. He's good at home. He's not another one of these guys that's not great on the road, but it is the Marlins. And by the way, Seattle, 30-14 this season against teams under 500. Yeah, I'll lay the run and a half. I will take the road favorite here. Give me Seattle to keep it rolling.
We'll see how many people are in attendance for a game in Miami when another team from technically Miami there is playing in the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll see how that works out for the Marlins at the gate. But for me, I'm going to keep it in Philadelphia here. Oh, Donnie, you're such a homer here. Of course, it's Arizona and Philadelphia. But how about this, Joe Ranieri? I'm not taking a Philadelphia Philly tonight. We're going Jock Peterson, anytime RBI. Not happy with what Taijuan Walker has brought to the mound this year. Struggles, as we know, particularly over the past 30 days with left-handed batters. Jock Peterson comes into this game, 72 at-bats over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching, a 186 ISO, a 360 weighted on base percentage. Corbin Carroll, Ketel Marte should be on base. Jock Peterson should be able to knock him in hot and muggy in the city of brotherly love. So we'll go Jock Peterson anytime RBI at the FanDuel Sportsbook at a plus 110 price. There you go, people. The NHL, we got the finals tonight. Joe, how are we feeling? 3 hours? You want to go another hour? We can do it. What do you say?
I'm ready. I'm just going to come back next week. We'll do it again. Yeah.
There you go. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. And a great week once again here on the Early Line. Enjoy your weekend. It's hot here in the Northeast. Let's see if we get a game number 7 for Monday night. Out of here for the Early Line. Enjoy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust. From paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.